This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. Thanks for joining us today. First Harvey, then Irma, now a third devastating hurricane in less than a month. Maria has left its mark. Emergency crews set out across Puerto Rico throughout the night after Hurricane Maria slammed into that island yesterday as a Category 4 storm. The devastation was severe, leaving 100% of Puerto Rico without power, ripping trees out of the ground and causing the governor to impose a curfew into the weekend. It was 1928, the last time that Puerto Rico endured a storm this strong. Dr. Miriam Ramirez is a former member of the Puerto Rican Senate. She's also a medical doctor who splits her time between the mainland United States and Puerto Rico.
Well, I have been glued to TV because I have been watching everything that they could actually put out on the news. Because, you know, they've been having to work with generators also, and it's been a difficult time for the reporters. But I don't think there's one inch in Puerto Rico that has not been touched by this hurricane. I have a condo apartment in San Juan, and it's right in front of the beach. And the water basically covered the first floor. I mean, the ocean surge covered the first floor. And I remember that happening with George back in 1998. It goes into inland, and then when it goes out, it basically, this is interesting, we have a pretty large pool there, almost like, you know, Olympic size, and it almost empties the pool completely. And we saw this, I saw this in 1998 again, but I think this time it's really worse. The cement poles, which we use a lot for electricity, they're down on the floor, they're broken, they broke off from the ground. So now the electricity people have to go throughout the island, not only to get those poles back up, but to determine, you know, it's like starting from scratch. Like you just took a country and decided to give it power. It's going to be a very hard task. Very, very hard task.
And what are you hearing about wind damage and storm damage to structures, to roofs that might belong to your friends, people that you know? What are you hearing?
We usually got pretty well prepared for hurricanes in Puerto Rico with, you know, shutters and all things like that. But Some glass windows have actually exploded by the pressure. I think, you know, people who study hurricanes will have a lot to figure out from this hurricane in Puerto Rico. You know, I mean, when you start losing everything around the house, like trees, not only trees, but anybody who left anything out, that's gone. Anything like a little maybe pot with flowers, all that stuff is all gone, gone. We have a lot of damage to infrastructure. Some of that infrastructure was old, had not been, you know, put up to date, and properties that were still like wood with wood roofs, those things didn't stand up to this.
Well, does a storm like this have a way of highlighting the differences between rich and poor on the island?
Puerto Rico has been desolate because of its economic crisis. I mean, people have been leaving the island in droves because of lack of employment, very, very low wages, and no hope. And big debt that is being, basically, it's been due to corruption and fiscal mismanagement, but it's the poor people in the middle class who's coming to pay for that. They're getting days cut from work. It's really devastating. So people have been leaving and going to Central Florida in droves. Before the storm, people have been really very depressed. I mean, I go to Puerto Rico every month and spend a week or 2 weeks there. And I have face recognition. So people stop me. And sometimes tears come to their eyes, you know, thinking, how am I just going to pick up and go? I mean, you know, it's almost like when you leave a country because of other reasons like war and political. It's basically the same thing. You have to start all over again.
Do you have a sense now about what it will take for Puerto Rico to be able to rebuild, not only after this storm, but after the one just 10 days ago?
Yeah, well, I mean, people are relying. You know, we have access to the same benefits as we are U.S. citizens. This is a territory. So we have access to FEMA and all those other privileges that have people in the different states when they have any kind of situation like this. So the money should come. I'm just hoping that it's well spent. Because one of the problems we have had in Puerto Rico, and I guess maybe other places, is that sometimes this goes out to contractors and people who actually spend half of what they're supposed to and the rest of it goes to their pockets. And people are very wary of this. And I think everybody's going to keep a close eye on making sure that money that comes in is well spent.
Well, we'll be keeping our eye on the recovery and the aftermath that you're describing, Dr. Miriam Ramirez, and we appreciate you joining us to help us do that. Dr. Miriam Ramirez, former senator in Puerto Rico and a medical doctor, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.